214-338-1782. Once again, it's 914-338-1782. I'm your host, GQ. Hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And the email to contact us is the number 3WEYESMEN@gmail.com. That's 3WISEMEN@gmail.com. What we do on this show is we just shit down. We talk about whatever. You know, you can call up and put in a request, or if you just want to shit on somebody, roast somebody. We're real big on the race thing. And what I mean by that is, if you want to call up and shout out your race, you know, especially on the Spanish holiday. And normally I just want all Spanish people in the Spanish crowd to come out and, you know, call up. And I'm from Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico or El Salvador or whatever. You know what I mean? But if you just want to get your shit out there, you want to hold it down for the blacks, the whites, Chinese, the fucking aliens, the fucking, you know, or whatever. If you want to hold your race down and your nationality, by all means, hit us up, 914-338-1782. You don't have to say much. I'm going to say call you on the air, and then, you know, you say whatever. I want to give a big shout out to all my black people holding it down. Let's go. You know what I mean? Do your thing, you know? 914-338-1782. And please, haters. Please, haters. We love the haters. We like the haters more than our actual fans. You know, because the haters is what keeps us going. But the fans take a big part in that, too. Let me see if I can spice up some more. Let's see. Do I got any more reggaeton? That's Mia. I want to give a big shout out to Nana in Brooklyn, holding the fuck down. Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's right. I'm on the way outside of the casa. Yeah, yeah. Do I know what the fuck they're saying? No. Not at all. I don't know what the hell they're saying. Nor do I care. Yeah, I heard that was the Bentley. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me keep it right. That was the Benz. Okay, all right, let me keep it real. That was Alexis. Yeah, got me. All right, I'm going to keep it real this time. That was an infinity. All right, true. All right, fuck. That was the Ultima. No Ultima? All right, well, damn. Okay, what about a Navi? No Navi? A Gallant? No Gallant. A Neon? No Neon. Buggy? 1976? No Buggy. My pager, because I'm a little bitch and I need females to track me down. Oh, that's what the answer was. Oh, okay, understandable. Thanks for clearing that up. Alright, now I gotta turn on the computer. I bought Bijou the other day. I actually bought it yesterday. And I like Bijou. That's why I brought it. But I was told that Bejeweled is a pussy game. Now, what I understand is the person that told me said that, I like Bejeweled, but I'll only play it on the phone. That's it. I won't take it nowhere else. And I'm thinking to myself, well, damn, fuck that. If I can play it on a bigger screen, then I'm going to play it on a bigger screen. Because, it's a lot better when it's on a fucking bigger screen. I can see what's going on. And, you know, all this other shit. Now, let's hope that, of course, he sits right on the seat. Gee, thanks. Oh, shit. Hold on, people. Hey, back up. All right, there we go. Now, let's see, what the fuck is going on? Hold on, people. Latin Fever Fridays. New tab. Internet. We had this guy yesterday. You know, I work with the guy. I really don't really work with him, but, you know, he works in the other department. And this fucking prick called up. First of all, he was high on, I don't know what. It wasn't marijuana, though. And, well, if it was, it was mixed with, you know, Pepto-Bismol or some shit like that. But, he calls up the show. He's like, what's the topic? We tell him the topic, and either his broke-ass Metro PCS phone or whatever the fuck it was, his phone, like, you know, he after I get done telling him what the show's about, he goes, what's the show about? Or what's the topic? And I'm like, yo, you fucking idiot. So I'm like, you know what? Right then and there, he's going to get shitted on. So he got mad. He got shitted on. He sends me a text message, oh, your show is whack. This show sucks. So, it's like, that was yesterday. I really don't give a fuck about him. I mean, he's a fucking lame. But the funny thing about it is that the same dude sends me a text message, like, at fucking, sends me a text message at, like, 12 in the afternoon or some shit. And he sends a fucking text, yeah, you should, some shit about if you get your skills up, you can actually make something happen. Or some shit, something negative about, you know, I don't know. And he's like, yeah, too bad you, like, no one listens to your show, or I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's amazing, like, whether that was true or not, which is not. It's amazing how niggas, Negroes, hate. And they hate because they don't want you having success. So the next time someone hates on you, don't get mad. Don't want to fight them. Don't do any of that stupid shit. Just sit back and laugh because they hate that you got it made. How come they can't have it made as well? That's what they're saying, you know? I always know when I got good cologne because my cat comes up and smells my hand and then rubs a fucking head on my hand. Your mother is a man. I'm trying to see, do we got any, the fuck can I play? You know, I'll fucking play this while I get my shit together. We got 46 minutes left. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. Until, hold on. Why the fuck is that not say that? Until 8 o'clock in p.m., keep locked. It's Angry Bastard Radio. I don't know what the fuck is going on over here. Fucking fucking cat for something with a little dirt, dingy ass fucking balls, and all the fuck is going on. It's like the computer froze and shit. Oh, the fuck is going on? Damn, man, it sucks. It really does suck. Alright, I'm gonna have to play another track for y'all then. Until I can fix this fucking problem.
Lo que se diga de vida, William Landrón y yo somos socios de la avenida. Soy bandolero como el mister politiquero, que se robó todo el dinero y lo postularon de nuevo. Como si nada fuera Caldió Don Bomba, nos daban conspiración la llave bota. Y yo no soy ejemplo, mi respeto al tempo. Su único delito fue tener talento. Que tú quieres que yo escriba guasimilla mentira. De que el DEA me tiene en la mira. Yo estoy claro, claro, mis impuestos pago. Critican si trabajo, critican si soy vago. Viajo en primera y me tratan de segunda. A su nena le encanta como el negro zumba. Yo soy tu cuco, tengo el trabuco. Conocido mundialmente como el maluco.
Aunque digan que soy un bandolero, donde voy le doy gracias a Dios. Seguir con mi tumbao y con mis ojos colorados, con mi tazo activao. Ustedes con me lo han dado.
Mira,
ya lo que chereo, me cogí un caso y apuntaron el dedo. Ya no era el rey del perreo, ahora era Tecato y otro posible reo. Que me metieran preso, todos dijeron, mal los veo. Yo no les creo a su sistema de reformación ingrato. A mí me arrestaron dos puercos por pasar el rato. Y yo aquí pichando, aguantando, callando, si nadie es perfecto, ¿de qué me están juzgando? Ya sé con mi vida lo que cualquiera puede, vivir como quiere, tener sus placeres. Mi gente, yo no soy distinto a ustedes, y hoy en día soy cantante porque ustedes quieren. Me dieron las primeras planas, coger rapero con marihuana, pistola y cosas raras. Solo quedaré en su mente clara cuando crezcan donde yo crecí, se críen donde me criaba. Diablo, me duele tanta baba. Duele tanta baba, el no juzgarme se les agradece, el beneficio de la duda cualquiera merece.
Tío, el no juzgar no se les agradece, el beneficio de la duda cualquiera merece.
Aunque digan que soy un bandolero, donde voy, le doy gracias a Dios por hoy estar donde estoy. Y voy a seguir con mi tumbao y con mi ojos colorado, con mi tazo activao.
A la gente le encanta sacar pellejo.
Yo sé.
Uno por profesión, otro por bochinchero. Sale a latín hueso, soy chicharronero. Haciendo dinero con el sufrimiento ajeno. Yo no soy un santo, pero estoy en clave. Estoy pagando con mis maldades. Y estoy aquí tirando pa'lante. Como quiera que lo ponga, hago menos mal que antes. A ti lo que te jode es que te mataste. Trataste, te superaste, pero te olvidaste. Que el papá Upa está mirándonos de arriba. El único que juzga, el niche que no discrimina. Y yo no he visto al mani ni bandón. Calle Callejón, el bandido Calderón. Y el no juzgando se le agradece. El beneficio de la duda cualquiera merece.
Aunque digan que soy un bandolero, donde voy, le doy gracias a Dios por hoy estar donde estoy. Y voy a seguir con mi tumbao y con mi ojos colorado, con mi tazo activao. Ustedes no me lo han dado.
quiera que soy. Un bandolero donde voy. Le doy gracias a Dios por hoy estar donde estoy. Vivo a seguir con mi tumbao y con mis ojos colorados. Con mi chato activado. Ustedes no me lo han dado.
Eco, eco. The Lab, los bandoleros. Teo Calderón. Esto. Don Omar y Teo Calderón haciendo historia en la música. Los bandoleros. ¡Eco! ¡Eco!
Motherfucking Spanish people, man. I love them. I love motherfucking Spanish people. Let's just check for updates. Reason why I love y'all, because y'all just so like this. Y'all take a motherfucking, y'all climb a tree and knock a coconut out of a motherfucking tree and slice that motherfucking in half and make that a drum and shit. I make a drum out of anything. Now, I know what you're about to say. Well, what about the motherfucking Africans? Yeah, you're right, but this is motherfucking Latin Fever Friday, so we're going to talk about everything that pops off in the Spanish culture. Now, I mean, I'm not going to hold you. Black folks, Africans, whatever you want to fucking call us, we was killing lions and moose and giraffes and shit, and we was cutting them, you know, we was like hunting them and then catching them and eating them. And we was like, damn, man, we keep wasting this skin. Like, what can we use, you know, so that this skin is not being wasted? Hey, I know. How about this? How about we go get those two barrels down there that are filled with, you know, toxin, all types of poisonous gas, and we just, you know, put the animal skin over the top of the drum. And then is the best part. You know the bones that we normally eat. You know, like the foot, the drums. I mean the leg part that we normally eat. You see all them bones in the backyard? We can use those bones as the sticks. And then we can go to our little sister's house. And you know us black folks got long hair. So we can cut a couple of strings of her hair and tie it around the skin at the top of the fucking drum. And that way we can have drums. And that's how they made it. You know, so both races is fucking creative. Huh? Okay, we got an alert here. We have an alert, people. DNA test proves boy 13 is not the dad. Oh, wow. Damn. But in the Latin, it's not a Latin it's not a Latin gossip, so I can't. Girl posts nude pics charged with kid porn. Oh, wow. On MySpace. That's so crazy. Oh, shit. This ain't a Latin topic, but tonight is now playing The Haunting in Connecticut. Some things cannot be explained. Go check that out if you can. You know, unfortunately, and also, but fortunate for me, I'm taken. So with that being said and done, it sucks because I can't go. I can go out, but I don't want to. So therefore, in my senses, I can't go out there unless I go out with the fellas. But I really don't want to go to the movies with my boys or coworkers. I really don't want that. You know, that's the, that shit that you do. You take a female, you know? For the girl that I'm talking to, the woman that I am talking to, I don't want her going out there with some guy either. So therefore, for her to respect me, I have to respect her. You know, that's just pretty much what that's all about. Now we're back in the fucking building. We got 32 minutes left. 7:27 p.m. So I am not going to go see the shit. Yeah. So, yeah, there you have it. You fucking faggots. Let's see. I see SD's on hold. So I'm going to play one more track. Hold on. Fucking hit us up. 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. Hold the fuck down for this fucking Latin Fever Friday. You know, I need to get more prepared. There's mad music that old school joints that people haven't heard in ages. It's like all types of shit. I need to get my mind right because it's like that shit is definitely, it's definitely something that needs to be played. But I haven't really had the time. Tonight I'm actually going to download mad music for the Spanish society, as well as the fucking, as well as this shit. The Spanish variety, you know, Spanish performance, as well as our everyday thing. Now, what the fuck is going on? I know I downloaded that shit. I knew I downloaded it. Come on. I know I download that shit later. Come on. Ah, you fuckface. Here it goes. All right, keep it locked. It's Fat Joe featuring Akon, Latin Fever Fridays. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-out dedications and requests until 8 o'clock in the p.m. Please, haters, call up so you can get roasted. I'm in a roasting mood today. We'll be online live. 30 minutes left. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
To me, you're the most beautiful girl. Easy, nothing feels better than the loving you supply. Couldn't make a better chicken, that's me and weird science. She love me even though I'm fat. I ran the trap, my pants are sag, you see my crack. Now that's Joey from the block, the only one I got. Single no more or less, you hold the number one spot. Even when I'm down, you make me feel on top. The side of the car got the bow tie, house got the yacht. When I cheated, you was slow, you stood by my side. That's why I went from 3 to 1, like I made
we all need one. We all need somebody to hold on.
And the rest of our lives, what's it gonna be? I remember when you first moved in with me, and your moms and your pops didn't even wanna see. I told you it'd be okay. Put my life on the line, on the grind, at the streets all day. Used to sing that, and the D's would chase. Hopping over them gates, I could see your face. More reason to get away, this set, get running. Tuck my kids to sleep, tell them daddy's coming, and I'm gonna get you out of them checks. Nothing but the best, baby girl, and that's the sad of respect.
We all need one. We all need somebody to hold us down.
The one I got, take the work from the crib on down the spot. I mean, I holler when she walked in the block, but she only loved me, man. You ain't got a shot, and it's nothing like the love we share.
Even when you're gone, baby girl, it's like you're still right here. One sun, one moon, you're my one boo. I can count on you, you always come
we
through.
We all need one. We all need somebody to hold us down.
Yeah.
We all need somebody to ride us down.
They got that ride or die. That one and only single, no more or less. You feel me? No paper. Locked down. She gon' hold you down. Yeah. That's why we need that one.
Cut
her.
Oh. Yeah, welcome back. 26 minutes left. Support GQ and SD holding the fuck down. Like we always do. Angry Bastard Radio. Hit us up 914-338-1782. It's Latin People Friday. Now, I was told once before, the illest MC can rhyme off of anything. Is that true?
What?
So, could you rhyme off of this?
I rhyme off of anything, nigga.
Oh, really? Well, good, man. Let's get some Latin love real quick, nigga.
Fuck them Latin people.
I love the Latin people. SD has a different, you know, perspective about y'all motherfuckers.
I love Latin women.
Shit, I just love Latin women. Fuck everybody else.
Yeah, fuck everybody else. Read right. Between the lines, motherfucker.
I don't know.
Five things every woman wants to hear. Number one, I love you. I'm sorry. You're not going to hear that from me. Unless you're my mother.
Lying son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I'll say it to a female if I only mean it, though. Only if I mean it. My cousin will say it to a chick just to get some punan. Some chocha, as they were saying.
I don't need all that.
There's, And while it's all the more likely that your guy will say those magic words for the first time at a less than perfectly romantic moment, when you're puking your guts out thanks to a nasty stomach flu while he holds your hair, or when you've just completed a 10K run with your hottie and you're a sweaty, heaving mess, etc., The experience will bring on those butterflies, nothing the less. Well, that's for you sappy motherfuckers out there.
Sap.
Sapful. Kevin Garnett in the face ass niggas.
What the fuck is
you
talking about?
Fucking... You don't
even know.
I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know, duh.
I know.
I don't even fucking know. You rhyme off of this beat.
Son, what the fuck did I just tell you, man?
Me hear something, nigga.
You're not listening, nigga. You're not listening.
But let me hear something, nigga.
I look like rapping off of fucking... Sal Samaringue. What that look like?
Stop from my ring gay. Nigga,
I'm not in gay.
Nigga, I'm far from gay.
Fuck, I look like.
Nigga, take that beat that away.
Hey, no, I ain't trying to hear that shit.
That motherfucker gets no play. Rhyming to that beat would make me feel like Ray Ray or Ray J. They say that also making a girl happier is by you just being honest. Says, who doesn't love hearing those two little words? When a guy you're seeing can cop to the fact that you may know more than he does about a particular subject. You get this buzz of adrenaline that's almost as juicy as feeling in love. What they're saying is that you should tell a woman that she's right, even if you feel as though she's not.
Just to shut him the fuck up.
I like to argue for some reason. Like,
fuck that.
I can't be right. I mean, I can't be wrong. I gotta be right. They also like the fact that if you say you're perfect for me, you know, kiss ass. Or, you know, I do. Or you're hired. Or shit like that. Do I care? No, I don't. Does SD care? No, he doesn't. I just mentioned it because it popped up on AOL, so I said, hey, what the fuck, why not say it? Oh, man. That would make you comfortable with your mother's bed sheet and her being wrapped in between them.
That's the best you got?
For now, yeah.
Okay.
While I pour...
Easy
empty.
Now. Think about it.
Yeah. I had to
think
about
it. We might not have to trip up our words.
Yo, I'm about to stutter my ass off, dog.
I know, dude.
What? Fuck you, nigga. Pause.
Nah, I'll let your girl do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Take your black ass back to Africa.
Put your head two times and go back to Africa.
Nigga said, black ass, go drink some motor oil.
Now, that man I hate to fight, she wears underwears with dick holes in them. White sheet.
It's like that Dave Chappelle shit.
Yeah.
That's funny. Nigga said, I'll be back after I push some water and Buck Nasty's mother's dog. Oh, man. I don't know what the hell this is, but this shit is popping.
Hey, yo, Sicilians, man. Sicilians and fucking Spanish people, are they the same thing, or is it just Sicilians? So Sicilians is Italian.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this chick the other day, she tried to tell me, you know, oh, I'm from a Spanish race. I said, oh, yeah? I said, what are you? She said, she's Sicilian. I said, whoa. I'm pretty sure Sicilian is close to Italian. She said, no, it's of the Spanish race. I said, oh, yeah? I said, I never walked into a Spanish restaurant and asked for a fucking Sicilian pizza.
What?
Sicilian pizzas and fucking, some fucking Italian fucking pizza stores. I know, I mean, I ain't no Spanish people can make pizza.
I don't know. Like you said earlier, they can fucking climb a tree, knock a couple of coconuts down, empty them out, you know, hollow them out.
Uh-huh.
You know, fucking, matter of fact, drink the juice.
The whole...
Drink the juice that's on the inside so their breast, so their breast could be full of coconut milk.
Uh-huh.
Then empty this shit out and fucking make drums.
And then, yo, did you hear what I said that earlier?
Yeah.
So, wait, you heard the part where I was talking about the black people and shit?
No.
Alright, I was saying that black people we make, because I told them they make drums off of the fucking coconuts. I know somebody out there is like, oh, what about black people? I'm like, yeah, we hunt fucking lions and shit like that. But y'all climb trees for coconuts. We hunt. And then eat the meat. And then we put the leftover skin on a fucking, on the top of a barrel, and then wrap some Indian hair around the base of the skin and make jokes out of that with chicken bones.
Ah, this nigga LeBron is stupid.
Wow, what happened?
Nah, niggas asked them, you ever heard of 60 Minutes? Niggas say, yeah, that's an hour. Niggas say, yeah, that's an hour. That's funny, man. Like, damn, nigga, you never heard of the show 60 Minutes, nigga? He's a fucking loser. That makes me think. Should have went and got that college education.
Well, I mean, a lot of basketball players is fucking stupid.
Like that, oh God, that nigga should be feeling like an asshole.
Well, the thing about it, he's not. You know, he feels like an asshole. He stole his money.
Yeah, of course, no doubt.
That's like saying that, yo, that bitch ugly as shit. She still got a fat ass, so fuck it.
Yeah, straight up. I'm fucking. I'm fucking.
Mm-hmm. I thought all Spanish people listen to reggaeton.
Of course they do.
Well, nah, a couple of them. I was playing this reggaeton shit, and fucking the female that I am talking to, she thought, I'll turn that bullshit off. I hate that song. I hate reggaeton. Like, she hates reggaeton. Oh, shit, DJ White Owl got 59 tracks. I'm behind 3 CDs. Man, I got a lot of downloading to do.
Kobe! Fucking should have seen that episode of Dave Chappelle when the nigga was about to sleep with the bitch, but he made her sign a contract. That shit is funny, God. This nigga fucks the bitch. Nigga takes the condom off, and he fucking goes, Kobe! And he shoots, fucking tries to throw the condom in the fucking garbage can. Yo, that shit is hilarious, bro. You gotta see that shit.
So what does the guy do?
Dave Chappelle, nigga. What the fuck you mean what he do?
I thought he said that a basketball player was talking to him about it.
Oh, nah. My son, Kobe. Kobe the rapist. I know he fucked that bitch.
Yeah, we all know.
He fucked her.
It's like Mike Tyson probably,
you know. Did he rape her? I don't know. Did he fuck her? Yeah, I know he did that. Come on, see, I know that bitch is fried. Talking about, I ain't want to fuck Kobe. Like, bitch, you lying.
That's why, man, when we become famous, if I'm not wifed up by then, which I probably will.
I'm not getting wiped up if I'm fucking famous. I look like, what am I, an asshole?
Same, but I'll be the smoothest nigga out there. Because all the chicks will want me, but I'll be wifed up, so.
Not me.
All I'm saying is that, well, it's like, when we become famous, we already are famous, but when we actually start making buku money, I have one suggestion to you, my brother. Mess
back
with
up.
Well, that too, you best believe you had that shit. Because that means dirty bitches also want. Dirty bitches want you now.
I'm going to twist it. I already know that. That's why I pack an extra plastic, nigga. So I ain't trying to go out like Willie Lump Lump.
Yeah.
Nigga said, who Willie Lump Lump? Man. What he said, I forgot what he said when he said that shit. Nigga said, who Willie Lump Lump? And it's an inside thing. Some shit like that.
Nah, but it's like, not only strap up, but fucking, your best bet is, since you're famous, you might as well fuck with the famous bitches.
Yeah, straight up.
Because they
famous,
won't, because they got money. They got money, and you
I
got money.
Famous, God. First person I'm going straight for is Lauren London, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Straight for her, my nigga. Like, yeah, ma, I'm here for you. Like, straight up.
He said, I'm here for you.
I'm here for you, man. Like, I'm not here for anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Check, tell her to check the fucking check the archives, man.
Tell her to check the archives?
Yeah, it's for this date. So, like, yo, you can even hear the date. Told her, I said it.
She already know, man. She know I want her, man.
She already know?
She know I want her, man. I seen her on MySpace. She know I want her. Nigga said, this ain't even my church, man. I seen this on MySpace. Nigga said, this ain't even my church, man. I seen this on MySpace.
Yeah, man, because it's like, that's what niggas fuck up. They go to a concert, and I know, I mean, you see a bad bitch, you're like, damn, I'm about to fuck Shadow's bad bitch. But they go to a concert, fuck with a bitch, and wonder why they got rape charges. Like, bitches, they want to smash her. There's a lot of girls out there that want to, like, for instance, that the backstage shit, that mixtape joint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck you, your soul was popping off.
See, my son wasn't even a rapper. Nigga wasn't even a rapper. He
nah.
He in the stall bare head.
Mm-hmm.
So about that shit with Hovind and Siegel and
yeah.
That,
Yeah.
My son wasn't even a rapper. Had to
yeah.
A rapper
just cause you know, just cause you got access to somebody. Like, if I was 50s boy or some shit like that, and you gotta go through me in order for me to put that shit in, like, okay, yo, fifth. Show you wanna talk to you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they like, all right, well, fuck it, I'm meeting you off, and then that can get me to go, like, groupies. But groupies
yeah.
is dangerous, because they yeah. can eat, there's a lot of, like, you know, on there, there's a lot of groupies on there that, you know, just want to fuck, and that's it. And they want to brag about it. Ain't nobody going to believe them, but they want to brag about it. But also, there's groupies out there that's trying to set your ass up.
Wow, yeah.
That's why.
There's bitches out there that know they got the hip, try to give it up.
Yeah, that too. So it's like either they trying to get money out of you or they trying, you know, impersonate your character.
You ain't got it. You ain't got it in you, ma. I'll let you know that. It's like Gatorade. It's not in you, though.
It's not in you.
Oh.
So it's fucking. It's serious.
Son, what's with this nigga Gilly the Kid, man? This nigga's fucking trying to torment Lil Wayne.
Oh yeah, they beefing again.
Beef is over?
I thought it was over, but fuck it. I guess they back on it.
I don't know. I thought it was. I was just watching mad fucking YouTube yesterday.
Yo, you look at that Martin guy, Dimitri Martin.
Nah, I think I missed it. I'm about to Google this nigga or something.
Yeah, check that shit. That shit had me rolling.
Oh. Got my son Blake Griffin is playing right now. Gotta see what he's talking.
What's the situation with the Eagles, man? Are we losing Westbrook or what?
Son, that nigga's losing everybody, y'all. I'm done with them niggas. When they got rid of Dawkins, I was done with them niggas.
Wow.
How the fuck you get rid of your best defensive player?
If they get rid of Westbrook, that's a wrap. McNabb's not going to have nobody to throw it to.
In the back, nigga, they don't got, what's his name? Fucking Reggie Brown been hurt for how damn long.
Yeah, you're right.
Niggas don't even remember that he was on the team.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, Reggie Brown is over there. He's like nice, too.
Yeah, Jets, here I come.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but I'm like, I don't know. We're not settled in at the quarterback position, so.
Yeah, but see, that's my thing. I'd rather get a squad that's not doing really well or they got a little bit of problems.
Nah,
that way
they got a nice little team over there. They did all right for themselves on the fucking But I don't know. We need a quarterback. We need a quarterback, and niggas would be all right. Yeah, this
game
comes tonight. I know you're coming on Sunday.
I'm a little pissed off because fucking
This nigga's gonna be on a fucking show.
Oh.
This nigga gonna be on a David Letterman show Saturday.
Yo, go on that YouTube shit, man. Fucking
He comes on Sunday at 11:30. Instead of Saturday at like 12:35, he's gonna be on fucking David Letterman. Oh, my son Joe Torre? Okay. I'm hoping that's not Joe Torre. I'm thinking of fucking The other Tory. Fucking what's his name's brother? fucking guy Tory.
Yeah.
The nigga that was in what movie he was in? He was in Sprung.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was his brother, but nah, that's the fucking Yankee, the Yankees old manager. Let's go, Blake, man. Get that nigga the ball, man. What the fuck is that doing, man? Hey. That's a shot. Oh my god, that nigga stuck.
So I take it the Nets is an easy game, huh?
Oh no, I was watching this college game.
Alright, because the Nets is playing the Lakers at in Jersey.
Yeah, that should be easy money right there.
So wait a minute. Now I guarantee you, watch when I start liking the Jets, the Eagles make it to Super Bowl and win. I'm gonna be pissed.
Hell no.
No, you don't see that happen?
Hell no. Nigga, that time was last year, dog. Or last season. That was their time to win.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas lost to the fucking Cardinals.
I hear T.O. is over there in Buffalo.
Yeah, T.O.'s a knucklehead. I ain't fucking with that nigga.
Yeah.
He gonna fucking poison that whole team.
Well, it was already poisoned. Any team that makes the Super Bowl like 25 million times doesn't win once.
Nigga, Buffalo ain't never... Nigga, Buffalo...
Yeah, they've been in the Super Bowl a couple of times, and then the win time.
How long ago that shit was?
Yeah, that was a long ass time, that's what I mean. Yeah. and then they sucked ever since.
Niggas don't even call him Terrell Owens no more. Niggas be like, niggas call him Team Obliterator, nigga. That's what some nigga call him on TV, God. That shit is funny every time I hear that shit.
Team Obliterator.
That's funny, God. I'm like, wow. Like, niggas is just mad disrespectful.
That was so disrespectful.
That was so disrespectful. You gonna smack me in my goddamn mouth with some money?
That fucking Connecticut shit is out, nigga.
I ain't fucking with that shit.
Niggas, I'm good.
Because that means I got to bring a bitch with me. That means I got to pay for her. No, I'm good.
Nah, nigga, that don't mean you got to pay for it, nigga. What happened to that pimp hand, nigga?
I mean, the pimp hand is strong, but I don't feel like fucking hurting my hand again, yo. I don't feel like hurting my hand again. Like, chill. I already got teeth marks on my hand from the last time.
Teeth marks?
Man. Bitch, I fucking... Lost her head to the whitening show.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, turn that shit down. That shit is kind of wild. Bad enough I can't focus with all that fucking salsa music in the back.
That salsa music? Mm. Jamaican bobsled thing.
Jamaican bobsled thing. Cool running! Like cool running.
Romino!
Romino!
This is gonna be the last song of the night. We got 4 minutes left.
Damn, nigga, this fucking show. What you do, a half hour show, nigga?
Nah, I did an hour, but it started at 7. Fucking, Like I said, like always, fucking,
Spend that another half or something, man. I know you got it.
Alright, well, hold on, let me...
At least another half. I fucking hate that beat with a passion. Oh, my God.
Keep it locked. English Bastard Radio.
Thank you. That like fucking beat gets on my nerves.
Oh, man.
What's that? Tupac?
Yeah. Tayo. Boss of boss. Look. Hey, yo. We done upgraded. This one goes out to all of the A-class women. Tayo, talk to them.
She's my everything, like a morning girl. She's my angel, above my world. She's the about love, it's only you and me.
You and me.
If you only knew what you do to me.
Do to me.
You make a fella wanna get it going. Lust devil acting up and you ain't even knowing. I love the way you walk with me even through the storm. Walk around with my baby girl under my arm. Shorty look good even when she close to the kid and she rep me like she knows she supposed to.
Yeah,
it's what it is, you know what I'm talking about. Shorty sexy and I love the way she walk about. Shorty know she right,
yeah.
She let her floss it out.
Oh,
especially when I'm with her, she know the boss is out. She spill a milkshake and lick it up. Paparazzi see us and try to flick it up.
Yeah.
Convertible Maybach, pull up. We step up out the car, look at baby girl strut.
She's like a star.
Silverback gorilla.
Hey,
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 try to say it's my baby, my baby, my baby. Try to say it's my baby, my baby, my baby. Later on the back of my platinum 6-4, I could get a telly, but what am I trip for? Got a doggy style, licking the spine. Dick out the zipper, still holding the nine. After this film, we gon' press rewind. Sexy, can I bring your mother and I? Friend with you, I'm ready for part two. Guest house bathroom is 7:30. Underage bitches gotta watch the burden. Strip club hoes, I learn to get dirty. I fuck her, then I leave them. They tell me that they love me, but I really don't believe them. I'm so Don Cheatham, Petey Green. I lead the scene, body all shaking like a dope head fiend. I love the green, I love the smoke. Try to tell me that the condom broke. Shop says my baby, no blood test time. Try and get paid cause she love my rhyme. She heard him up next and it's my time. The way I killed the pussy, it should be crime. Yeah, you came to down south. I never seen a chick have a kid from her mouth. You lying bitch, how dare you try to say it's my baby, my baby. My baby, try to say it's my baby.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The cop coming soon, no security. This is a warm up. Yeah, niggas get ready for this shit, man. We got your attention, right?
I don't want gifts, I just want you to come and wrap your lips around me.
I might buy presents, I might buy clothes, but first you gotta make me ho, ho, ho.
Buy me presents, buy me gifts, and I might come and wrap my lips around you.
I might buy presents, I might buy clothes, but first you gotta make me ho, ho, ho.
Baby, look up in the sky, not your man, it's not your lover.
No.
Ho, 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 it's the stocking stuffer.
Santa,
they all trying to get me to come to their house and crawl down their chimney.
Well,
wrap your lips and tongue around me and I'll slide my gift right under your tree.
Ice
shining on me, so bright, so white, looking like I just had a snow fight. I just wanna hit that, they just wanna get gifts. I just want my gift wrap, I don't give presents.
Nope.
I just give lessons,
yeah.
How to get nasty,
nasty.
Class in session.
Now if you want a jolly jolly Christmas, first you gotta lick this. I don't usually buy gifts for my damn mistress. Fulfill all your wishes, go ahead, grip it. It's a candy cane and it's filled up with liquid.
I don't want presents,
you
I don't want gifts. I just want you to come and wrap your lips around me.
I might buy presents, I might buy clothes, but first you gotta make me ho, ho, ho.
Buy me presents, buy me gifts, and I might come and wrap my lips around you.
I might buy presents, I might buy clothes, but first you gotta make me ho, ho, ho.
Meet me at the mistletoe, let me spike your eggnog.
Yeah, yo, Blue, you know we had to jump on this joint. Right? Ryan.
Yo, truthful. Magnum beat a dash track. I'm playing razor tag. I'm so sad. Bag them really don't matter. Bring a gold splatter. Either way, gone. We don't make it that bad.
Yo, white out. Drop that. Drop that.
Make it bag it ass hollow.
So feezy or the llama. I'm addressing all the drama. It's a scene, baby mama.
Mommy. All the time I sleep with the gun bandana on my face. When you hear that.
I'm asleep with the gun bandana on my face. But man, that's yo. Fro, twist some leaves.
Welcome back, welcome back. We're now doing a full, I guess, fucking a full hour. Yo, SD, yo.
Yeah.
Alright, hold on. Fucking, we got 52 minutes left. It's Angry Bastard Radio. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 9 o'clock in the p.m. Oh, shit. Fucking, got a call on the air. Hold on, let me unmute your mic. Shit. And shite. Shat.
Oh, man.
Get me.
Do it. Get your ass up, nigga.
Fuck up.
Fuck up, pussy. Alright, let's try this again. 51 minutes left. Caller, you on the air.
No, they're not.
I mean, they're unmuted.
Oh, then they're cowards, then.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they blocked their number to call, so. I guess that just tells you right there how much of a coward they are.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't have a computer, so they're just the only source of listening. If that's the case, welcome to Angry Bastard Radio.
Well.
Ah, shit.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. It's Latin Fever Fridays. What we do on Latin Fever Fridays is we just, you know, normally we talk about a whole bunch of Spanish stuff, but I haven't been able to do a successful show in like a good week because, you know, I'm too busy trying to make money. So, tonight I got to download mad music, Spanish music, come up with some Spanish news for next Latin Fever Friday. But until then, you know, I got to just fucking talk about whatever. And when Spanish people come call up, just shout their race out. It'll eat in the fucking building. Let's go, nigga.
Fuck you.
I hate Spanish people.
Fuck you. Fuck you, man. Let that nigga be on some sometime shit, man. I ain't fucking with that nigga.
Who, L.E.?
Yeah, man.
I can't say it every day.
You sometimes ass nigga.
I wish I can't call every day.
Shit, we don't even do the show every day, nigga.
Word. You simple, silent motherfucker.
Yeah, simp ass nigga.
Fucking.
Yes, nigga.
Fucking Frito-Lay, Chili Frito in the face ass nigga.
Chili Frito. Shit, boy, what the fuck you want?
So what you want? So what you got? Boy, what the fuck you want? Nigga, that Chili Frito. He looked at that nigga's eyes going to snatch that nigga's body. Come here. This is my money, fat boy.
Yo, we still got the private asshole in here?
Yeah, we still got the private asshole.
Who's
that? You know, sometimes I try to say anything to get the motherfucker stuff, you know?
Hold on, who's on private?
Somebody called up private on some sucker shit.
Somebody called up private, but I mean, I'm not really stressing it because it's like, if that's the only source that they can listen, then fuck it, by all means. Welcome to the show. You might get pooped on every once in a while, but I understand because I ain't got no computer either, so I understand. So the
pooping
is.
I ain't got no computer neither, but I'm getting with the movement though.
Yeah. 6'4" in the fucking building. It's full staff. Latin Fever Friday.
Caught, man. The full staff.
So if anybody wants to act up, this is the best time to call up because you're gonna get, you know, shitted on.
Shit
is it said and done. With that being said and done. With that being said and done.
This nigga repeated it. I listened to that shit on my voicemail. This nigga repeated that shit over and over. And me and SD was actually talking over that nigga. Like, SD was talking about something else. About something totally different. I'm over here trying to ignore 6'4". So I'm talking to SD, and I'm like pretty much screaming over the nigga. So the whole time I'm listening, I'm like, damn, my phone's out of shit. Damn, SD's phone's out of shit. 6'4 is falling as low as hell, and he still manages to get his point across.
Of course.
The whole time in the background, I'm over here talking and screaming, and he's like, with that being said and done. With that being said and done,
yo, son, you say that shit a million times, son. I said it was mad funny.
Oh, shit.
I'm fucking.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yo, E, where you at, man?
I'm at home.
Oh, I'm about to say, if you're around some Mexicans, give them a handshake. It's Latin Fever. You know? It's a holiday. It's a Friday holiday.
I'm going to beat them and make them get back to work.
Beat them and pour cabbage juice in their eyeballs. Fabulous is Dominican. I'm sorry, man. I'm really comfortable with my sexuality, so I'm going to judge somebody. Fabulous is an ugly motherfucker. He's an ugly nigga, look like a rat in the face. I mean, yes, he has money. I mean, yes, he does have a half gold, half platinum chain. That I can't afford the gold or the platinum side.
Uh-huh.
I can, you know what I mean? Yeah, but he still looks like a fuck. He still looks.
Throw the shoe at the back of your fucking head. Meow one more time. Go ahead. I dare you.
Meow, meow for that nigga. I don't believe you. Meow.
Go ahead. You can do it if you want. You don't run shit. I run shit, alright?
Oh, you keep thinking that. I told you, man. Animals run shit, alright? As soon as you come home, well, me, as soon as I come home, if I don't change the cat pen, niggas be like, alright, it's cool. You're going to wake up tomorrow. You better hope that your electricity don't get cut off. Because when you go out the step, you're stepping in all my shit and piss. You better change that motherfucking cat plan.
You know what? Your cats run your shit.
Yeah, they do. They run your shit too, man. You said they were all fucking your son. Yeah, they was in your son's bed. And it was in your son's bed, the cat. And you said every time you see him on there, you beat his ass. So when you ain't home, he's breaking the law. Just like with my cats. These motherfuckers be going, you hear him going through the cabinets and shit. Like, you just hear them trying to open the cabinet. Me, with my stupid ass, not knowing, you know, I know cats are smarter than us and they can hear. He can hear the most quietest thing that we can hear.
Yeah.
But fucking, I'm over here trying to creep out the door to catch these motherfuckers in the act. So as I turn the knob just real slow, you hear, and then I just open the door real quick and look, and everybody's just laying down looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you fucking bastards. Like, it's to the point where I want to put a fucking camera in the fucking kitchen, just so I can catch who the fuck did it, so I can whoop their ass to try and outsmart me.
Mm-hmm.
The hell are you doing all the damn thing?
Yep. But, like I said, my cat doesn't run shit, alright?
Yeah, well, you're lucky.
Coming down to him eating, like, first of all, I don't have a cat litter box, so I don't smell piss.
You don't have a cat litter box?
Yo, bro, listen to what I'm telling you. I haven't had a cat litter box in like 2 or 3 years, bro. Listen to what I'm saying. I don't have a cat litter box. Okay? When he wants to take a shit, he holds it in, or he goes outside. Because he knows, he knows what happens when he shits in here. listen, he knows, all right? He's not stupid. If there's no food in there, he'll whine on the pole, rub his butt on the pole and stuff like that, or harass me or harass whoever's here to try to get some food or some water. If he does not get it, which, like, 40% of the time he doesn't.
Uh-huh.
He'll go calm his ass up on the steps and lay down.
It's funny, because I was taking a shit one time. I got the cats all over.
Again.
Huh?
He's having sleep dinner again.
Sleep. I mean, it's amazing because fucking, I was taking a shite in your bathroom, and the door was open, and nigga walks in, and just looks, like, gets on his hind legs, you know, sits down, and looks at me for like a good approximately 30 seconds, just staring at me. So when I finally put my hand down to pet him, he walks away.
Yep.
Hops in the sink and then pokes his head up and looks at me. Like, nigga, you know what the fuck I want, nigga. I don't want you touching me, nigga. I ain't no bitch cat like your fucking cats, nigga. I'm a New York cat, nigga. Turn that fucking water on so I can get some water and get the fuck out of here, you stinky bastard.
Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, all I ate was hamburgers like the last 2 days. Cheeseburgers. I had like 7 cheeseburgers the last 2 days. That's all I ate.
Hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers. Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you've been eating, nigga?
I mean,
I had two muscle milks today.
I had oatmeal this morning, but
I just got off Xbox like 5 minutes ago.
Damn, nigga. I just signed on.
That's all right. Tell me why I've been on Xbox since like 12.
Why have you been on Xbox since 12?
Yeah, sitting on my fucking, right here on my table, on Xbox since 12 o'clock this afternoon.
Damn, nigga. That nigga was going in. What game was you playing?
I was playing Grand Theft Auto 4. I'm trying to beat that, right? And then I got on Call of Duty 4 because this nigga Reno invited me. And this nigga A was popping shit, but I ain't playing with them niggas, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, like, I came to the door. I came like 10 feet from the door. I see you looking at me. I hear you meowing, but guess what? I'm going back over here. I'm
pretty sure that's animal abuse, nigga.
Listen, let me tell you something, bro. If I turn around and look at his ball, there's more than 10 morsels in there. If there's more than 10 morsels, that means he got food. Okay? He got water. Excuse me. He can lay his ass down somewhere and relax.
Relax.
Yeah, but like I said, I threw his ass out by his ass yesterday. And his he did like a little spin, and then his head hit the door on the way out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it could be that again. Is that when he want to relive that? No, he doesn't. He might as well just sit and relax and, you know, keep his head intact.
That shit is funny.
Like,
damn. Fuck up, nigga. Shit is funny. Motherfucker said, oh, if you get caught kicking your cat out, you can get locked up for like 3 years. Just shut the fuck up. Come to find out it was true. You know what's amazing? They take animals that, like, that's considered animal cruelty. Why the fuck? That nigga's an animal, alright? That nigga can walk out there, and if he has his front claws, he can survive out there. These mice and shit like that. Motherfuckers can survive. How the fuck are you going to tell me I can't do that? You going to put money in my pocket? You going to help me take care of these 25 cats I got? Yeah, no one asked me to have 25 cats, but motherfucker, I got them. So now that I got them, you want to help me?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
How many cars?
I have 5. I have 25. I have 5. But, it's like, they said, oh, take them to a shelter. Oh, okay, yeah. Let me take them to a shelter, and it's like $200 just to drop these filthy little motherfuckers off. It's like, motherfuckers always got ideas for shit when they ain't putting money in.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you know what, GQ? You need a new car. Your car sucks. Oh, yeah, you gonna buy it for me? No, just shut the fuck up. Easy head bastard. Niggas always got, why don't you do this? Why don't you shut the fuck up? How about that one?
Well, how about that? How about you take a big...
A nice tall glass
and shut the fuck up.
A nice tall glass.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, not only that, but I think that they end up killing cats or some shit, like, don't they?
Some shelters kill cats, some don't. So see, that's even worse. Oh yeah, they put them in the shelter so I can pay $300 so they can just kill themselves. Let me so they can just kill the cats.
You can do that yourself for free.
Exactly. I mean, I ain't gonna kill a motherfucker. I'm gonna let him go so he can enjoy life. Fuck.
Word. And you tell him, listen, I'm gonna kick you out, and I'm gonna kick you out. And you can, go find rats or something like that. I know it's going to suck because you're not going to have food. You're not going to have a cat litter box. But you know what? It's better than option B. Okay? Option B is...
Option B?
Pour gasoline on you. And light a match.
Yeah, it definitely is better than option B.
So, you know,
you might want to keep that in perspective, Cat. Life could be worse.
Yes, it can always be worse. You peasy head, you mangy head fucker.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Shit, man, this is just shim talking. That's why I hate helping motherfuckers. I'm sending these niggas, so we got a new contract that's going to be fucking, our new contract expires in I think, July. So we got to go to Union Hall Sunday and, you know, put a vote on a new contract. And niggas always got something fucking smart to say. Now, the shop steward told me, you know, so the situation, and I'm like, let me, you know, give it to the rest of the people. I got this fucking white boy, stupid fat ass nigga. He's going to talk about, I sent him all the information. He's going to talk about, what are you, the new shop steward? Like, you know, fuck you, pussy. You fucking bologna, mayonnaise eating faggot.
What?
Nigga fucking can't afford bread. That nigga spread the mayonnaise on.
The niggas was on that peanut butter and jelly shit with no bread.
On the bologna, on each side of the bologna. Peanut butter and no bread.
Peanut butter. Listen, you never had a sandwich, but you had a peanut butter sandwich.
I don't like peanut butter sandwiches,
man. You gotta toast that bread, though. Yeah, you kind of do, but you can't toast it too much.
When
the bread is toasted too much, it kind of takes away from the peanut butter, and it's like, it's just all crunchy and shit.
You know, I hate when they name shit just so people can buy it. Muscle milk. My stupid lazy ass, I'm over here like, oh, muscle milk. All I do is drink this and just, you know, work on a regular day and I don't have to do no push-ups or nothing. I can get muscles.
Nigga, you don't do push-ups anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's like someone told me that, you know, you really got to, if you want to fit up, you got to do push-ups and all that types of shit. So I'm like, well, let me drink the muscle milk. They said, oh, yeah, just drink one muscle milk and that takes place of a bagel or some fatty shit that you can eat that you would be eating. It kind of fills you up and... I drank two of them today. One for breakfast, one for lunch.
Muscle
milk. After that second one, no lie, like 30 minutes later, I wanted to fucking pass out because I was fucking starving. Like, I needed like a cheeseburger or something to eat. I'm like, you know, that shit didn't work. I mean, I'll never get my $7 back. I mean, I'll get it back eventually, but there'd be another 7. So if I wouldn't have spent this 7, I would have 14. Fucking bullshit, but whatever. Well, by all means, people, keep me in business. Buy muscle milk. It works. Not. Yeah, but it works, though. I'm over here playing Bejeweled. This is the best game in America, man. I'm sorry. King Matt said I'm a homosexual because I'm playing it. You know, I don't think King Matt gets laid. Hey, yo, yo, E, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon?
You mean besides bouncing up and down on your mom like a shrimp?
Oh, of course, besides that. Oh, nothing at all. That answers my question.
Yeah, I don't think he's interested in part of any of the
shenanigans. Yo, somebody call us up. 914-338-1782. I feel like pooping on somebody.
Somebody?
Yeah, if somebody wants to get roasted or if you think you can roast somebody or, you know, just fucking hit us up. 914-338-1782.
Cheers.
And,
let's turn up that music. There's no Puerto Ricans here, and there's no Dominicans. There's no cans here, right?
Speaking of Dominicans, fellas and bisexual women, go to Google or Yahoo search or AOL search and type in Dominican poison. Hey, yo, E. Where's E at?
Not interested. That's what you got.
Yeah. Yeah, he can vouch for that, man. Dominican Poison is, I think she's probably better than Cherokee. And
what?
Yeah, body-wise and face-wise, she has to be probably better than Cherokee.
Yeah, because Cherokee don't look good at all like that.
Nah, she really doesn't. She just has a big...
Her fucking ass is just, like, ridiculously just fucking huge, though.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
Like, she's like...
Baby bah.
Mm.
No baby.
That's a grown booty.
She has a grown booty.
She got a buffy butt.
Yeah, a buffy.
Hell no. Hell no. She got buffy, guys.
You think?
I think she got buffy on ass.
I think that buffy's butt might be more toned. Her butt is like...
Yeah. Her shit is more, is more manageable. Like, she carries it more. Like, Cherokee just let her ass do whatever the fuck it feels like doing.
Word.
She just don't care. Like, if her ass for, like, getting up and walking down the block, she'll let it.
Mm-hmm. This was one bitch that they had. Her ass was fat as shit, and they put, like, a cup on it or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fucking ridiculous, God. Bitches is setting fucking tea sets on their ass.
Word.
He's, oh, man.
Right. Let me find one of those.
Ladies, if you could put a T, if you could put a fucking T set on your ass, please call the show.
Word.
Even if you can't, you might know somebody.
Shut the shit up.
Word.
Even if you can, as long as I can fit, as long as I can put my phone on top of you, shit, I'm good.
Word.
Shit.
Real talk.
Shit is funny.
Teacup ass.
Teacup butt.
If this bitch,
not
put her, this bitch put some shit on her ass and fucking sent me a picture, I'm like, oh lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this bitch is crazy, son. Like, word, you got ass like that, you can just fucking sit shit up there and not even know it's there? That's crazy. I'm all for it, though. They got fucking brisk outside quick. Early in the open.
Early in the game.
Come on, man. These niggas ain't giving me shit. Oh, I forgot about this nigga. Oh, this game is over.
Cheers. Chiz.
This game is way over.
Chiz.
See if he goes to a spanker.
Chiz.
Oh,
man. I ain't going
to. I'm about to say, I know this nigga ain't fucking hanging on the rim again.
What's wrong with that nigga? he might as well hang. They're finished.
Yeah, he might as well hang from the net, right?
You know? Put his head through and all that. Do his spider. Wrap his legs around it, do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's cooked. This nigga hang up. Kobe! Commercial, of course. He said you snitched in the first 48. Word, I made it through gate one. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, I forgot to check my fucking entry code. See if these pussies kick me off. I go, what is this pussy? Click over and he's talking to his fucking girl?
Now I'm talking to your mom's nigga.
Here's a little
throwback for Latin Fever Friday.
Oh, Lord.
No need.
You know he feels the need.
I don't got no land fever.
Straight up.
Nobody said it would be easy.
Alright.
Yep.
Oh.
So.
Killers for fellas is Darren Lace. Trying to find a place to recline. Shine my face under the sun where it's warm.
With
one till I'm gone. That's what it's born on my mom. That's the squad motto. Got beef, we call Raul. Dar un trago. He go to war with a bottle. Simple as that. Flip out the Mac and cripple a cat. Rip through your back tissue with any pistol I pack. Physical rap means we live the lyrics. Long as niggas fear us, you can never entirely disappear us. We the realest you ever gon' see. In all honesty, ain't another brother that's hotter than me. Modesty will get you nowhere, that's why I go there. Like letting you know where to buy the new Fat Joe gear. 560, only the squad ride with me. Unless you a bad boy, you roll with Puff Diddy. It's my city and everything in it. Ain't a thing rented, it's my Benz. If you see me in it, we invented flooding the watch and running the spots. That's why I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Me and run the streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car going in the Benji. Rolling deep with the thong guy. I put the foam in your car. Adios to Miyano. Me and run the streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car going in the Benji. Rolling deep with the thong guy. I put the foam in your car. Adios to Miyano.
You better slide or catch the time aside. Ain't no match for Joey Crack. I'm blowing back off the other side. Brothers died and mothers cried and waved. These are the brakes. Curtis, blow your head off like Jay. So take heed and read between the lines. Ain't no GMIs. Player haters never want to see me shine. Up in the Ranger in the Lex Coupe. Rocking the fresh suit with dress shoes. On my way to Les Boone. Let's choose what life you'd rather live. On the streets having kids. Or living mad, sweet and lavish cribs. Fixed marriages for my kids. Six carrots on my whiz. Exotic choking parrots on my wrist. It ain't shit for sex, money, and drugs. Two thugs for slugs and rap bodies and rugs. What the fuck, Joe Crack? Twist your cap back. Leave your heart rate flat. One terror squad attack.
We start, we ain't running streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car going in the Benji. Rolling deep with the thong gotta. I put the chrome in your gotta. Adios to mañana. We ain't running streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car going in the Benji. Rolling deep with the thong gotta. I put the chrome in your gotta. Adios to mañana. We ain't running streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car going in the Benji. Rolling deep with the thong gotta. I put the chrome in your gotta. Adios to mañana. We ain't running streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car going in the Benji. Rolling deep with the thong gotta. I put the chrome in your gotta. Adios to mañana.
Home in the car. Adios to Minyata. Yeah, SD.
You know.
Look at SD, stupid. This nigga be like, no.
Straight up.
No. I was waiting for the third no.
Oh, boy. Man, I fell back when I realized it was fucking fat ass Don Cartagena.
Fat ass.
Fat
fucko.
Fat fucker.
Captain Bucky O'Hare.
Fucker, this is Big J. Get your
man.
Shit straight.
Get your shit straight. You get your head lumped.
Get
your meat lumped.
Straight up. Get your meat lumped.
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 Lumpeded it.
Lumpeded it. Nigga said, oh, ABD.
That's another more Spanish nigga. Noriega. What does nigga say? He's half black and half what?
Half
neta or some shit?
Some other shit. My son, slimy. Slimy. Slime ball.
Slime bucket.
What's some slimer?
Yeah. That's
E-God.
What he called himself.
Egon.
Called himself fucking Slimer.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Chill.
Sorry, nigga.
Oh, no, are you serious? Because he considers himself Slimer.
Yeah, he called himself some shit like that. Niggas be calling him some shit like that. Remember, you seen State Property 2?
Yeah.
Remember when the niggas was fucking, when the niggas was waiting for the nigga, fucking, they was supposedly waiting for the El Plaga nigga. And they
were
sitting in the fucking office and shit. And someone's like, hey, yo, Slum, what's taking the nigga so long?
Oh, yeah.
He called them Slimy, or Slimer, some shit like that.
They thought that nigga was ratting or some shit.
They thought he was ratting.
Yeah, it wasn't even him, though.
It wasn't even him. It was his man. What's his name? Biggins
or some shit?
Yeah, I think it was Biggins or some shit. That was El Plaga. He was El Plaga. Nigga said, I would have put that knife in you, nigga, instead of passing it to you. What the fuck you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Nigga said, you a bitch, nigga. If you wanted to see me, you could have seen me in jail, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Straight up.
I mean, pretty much.
You know, I was fucking listening to the other day. I think me and this nigga 6'4 might listen to that shit one time. Remember when the nigga fucking Beans had called up the fucking radio show?
Gilly the Kid?
Yeah, fucking Gilly.
No, that's funny, cause I just thought about that shit. The nigga's voice got mad soft. Like,
I don't even know. Like, when you listen to it, it seems like the nigga Beans wasn't really trying to fucking have a shouting match with this nigga.
Nah, he wasn't. He was on some calm.
Because when you sit there and listen to it, the nigga Gilly was just doing mad, loud talking, like,
mm-hmm. You know what I got to say? You know what I got to say?
He's doing mad much, because when you look at it, when you listen to it, when it first came on, and you heard the nigga Beans, like, what the fuck is Gilly? Oh, come on, dog. Like, you know what the fuck it is. Like, you know what I mean? Then the
uh-huh.
nigga started... Then a nigga tried to get mad loud and get hyped. And he was kind of fronting on the nigga Beans, though. I ain't gonna front.
He was
kind of fronting on him. Like, what happened when we came out there, nigga? You ain't
mm-hmm.
say nothing. You ain't say nothing. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, what do you got to say about that there, Beans?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he wasn't trying to fucking have a shouting match.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because this nigga Beans started saying, Gilly. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
like Gilly. And at the end of it, you got here, and niggas like, I only got one thing to say to that. Straight up. That gets
me. You know what I got to say? Bang, bang, anywhere, gang. That's what I got to say, Jeff.
Yeah, he's fronting. Bang, bang, anywhere, gang. He's fronting. He was definitely fronting, though. I can't lie. He said, bang, bang, anywhere, gang, nigga. He's fronting on Cassidy, too, though. He's fronting on Cassidy harder than anybody else.
Ooh!
Gilly.
Nigga Gilly.
I ain't hear about that shit.
What?
Billy and the niggas, like, niggas, some Beans look, some freeway-looking nigga was driving over the fucking and shit. Nigga was like, yeah, nigga, you know what happened, son? You can't come right here, whatever. You know how niggas talk. You can't.
Uh-huh. You know what happened on that No Outlet street, man?
You know what I'm saying? Niggas is mm-hmm. kind of like, I don't know.
I was probably AR one of them niggas. Nah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what happened to this nigga Georgia hat. Like, niggas in Philly don't talk about him no more.
He got knocked on his. He got put on his back, man. What you mean?
All right, though. It's just all good. It's all good. Son ain't living no more, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the dude that did it.
Yeah, so, you know, we got the last laugh, Hattie.
Oh, well, that's what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's what happens. Yeah, he did leave him stiffing in the mannequin, though. I can't front.
Mm-hmm.
Had that
nigga said stiffer than the mannequin.
Yeah, he had mm-hmm. that nigga in the grass looking like he was dead, dog. that little area right there where he got laid out at, like niggas just be killing niggas and throwing them right
but
there.
But it's also, it was a running punch, though. Like, that nigga had a nice little head start. Like, he ran into throwing that
nigga,
thing.
It wouldn't have mattered, nigga. That nigga was some golden gloves, nigga. It wouldn't have mattered, dog. Anybody get hit with like that on they fucking chin without expecting it. Pretty much is going down for the count. Going down like a stack of bricks.
Like a stack of bricks.
All right.
special foul. That's what was funny when they boxed his men in, though.
What about the fat nigga that was running?
That's what I'm talking about. They boxed
him.
Yo, I had nothing to do with that guy.
I had nothing to do with that. Bitches, man.
And it wasn't always together.
It was all together. Look at these bitches. Niggas about to pop that nigga out right there.
Yeah, someone was about to pop him, but niggas like, chill, nigga, what the fuck?
He's like, nah, man, chill. Cause yo, man, I ain't even with that, man. Yo, I ain't with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
That shit was funny, though.
I ain't got no drama, I'm good.
Hey, man, nigga, all that shit you was popping. Nah, man, I'm good, man.
But you gotta make niggas, you can't just show videos like that and make them look like a bitch. You gotta make niggas look like a bitch. Be like, oh yeah, you ain't nothing to do with it. You live on camera right now. Yo, if you don't say, I'm gonna pop your ass out, nigga. Pause. Nigga, fucking say you a bitch. And you ain't had nothing to do with it because you pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta say shit like that to fucking fuck somebody's character up.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, because then they ain't got no career. Nowhere.
Whole comeback.
Nah, I mean, a lot of niggas would be like, and maybe it's true, like, actually not maybe, it is true. If someone got a gun to you, 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to say the same thing. But then again, I'm not the type of guy that goes on these fucking labels or whatever, or just on freestyle battles, talking about a bunch of shit that I'm capable of doing if you try to fuck with me, when none of it is true, so... No, it's kind of like they say, you live by a gun, you die by the gun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck it, whatever's clever. Whatever's motherfucking clever.
Yeah.
Straight down, nigga.
That's exactly where your girl goes.
It's amazing. I set myself up for that one. Like, I set myself up on a date tonight with your mother.
That's funny, because I don't take mom on dates. I just
straight up. That's funny. I wasn't talking to you. That's funny about it.
I took your mom on slut dates, nigga. I'm talking to you. I take her to the local
dive. How you Lloyd Banks in the face ass, nigga?
I take her to the local dive hole and dive in the hole. The local dive.
Nigga.
Yeah, I might take her to the...
Your day job is to count fucking coffee beans and soldiers, nigga. Fuck up.
I might take her to Martini Red and Bona on top of the the pool table in the basement.
Niggas don't know about the pool table in the basement.
They don't.
Love it. Think about it.
Straight up. He said, I am your man. I am your man. Hold on.
Think about it.
This nigga went, holler at my baby mom. He said, yo, chill, God, I was drunk, son. Drunk? Well, I'm drunk with revenge, motherfucker.
Word. We gonna rock like that. Rock like what?
So, what you think, Jay Reed? Jay Reed. That's got to be the most corniest fucking movie name I've ever heard.
Uh-huh.
Jay.
Your guy taking care of y'all? I mean, yeah, I ain't. Banana money.
I lied it and then press.
Straight up. Said, nigga, you keep throwing money around here like that, you can be H&RC in this motherfucker. If you was up for it.
Well,
Straight up.
Look at this fucking...
That nigga said the pool table in the basement. That's
panda face in the face-ass nigga. Nigga come out of nowhere.
Oh, sleazy.
Hey, yo, E.
Yo.
Yo. Please vouch for me about Dominican poison.
Oh, Lord.
I need help. I need help. Somebody help me.
I need a Kobe.
I need a Kobe Turner.
Y'all niggas say that shit now to him. Y'all niggas.
Somebody come find me.
Type that shit in. Niggas like, oh, yo, you ain't gonna fuck. That'll be GQ, right?
Yeah, dog. But I mean, shit, her butt is not bouncing up and down on my man.
That's
dog.
What I'm saying, God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, let her butt bust up and down on my man. Then I'll be like, yo, you was right, my nigga.
Yeah, I feel you. You're right. And those football games
like
and rap.
It's just like you and your mans and them checking the whole fucking video for a shot of a 2-second ass, nigga.
And you're right. And, you know.
know, that football player that you're watching and you know all his stats isn't going to put no money in your pocket as well.
The football player? What football player are you talking about?
I'm talking about every motherfucking football, every sports player that y'all follow up on. Y'all niggas was just talking about Cherokee's ass, and then y'all went to fucking this other bitch's ass, and then fucking.
See, that's what I'm
saying. Niggas was talking about your
foot. Worldwide, though.
It don't matter. I mean, she was going worldwide because somebody obviously.
Of course, it don't matter when you want to be right.
Nah, I mean, shit is real, though, because you look like an asshole now. Like, she's worldwide. She's worldwide for a reason. She's worldwide for a reason.
Cherokee in the first place.
She's worldwide for a reason.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's worldwide for a reason. Like, you look like an asshole because you said that.
Oh, well.
You started talking about some other bitch from that.
We do it on
Cherokee
radio. We like to avoid. We like to avoid questions.
You said some shit about I forget who the chick was. It was Cherokee. I was talking about Cherokee, and then y'all talking about some other bitch. And then 6-4 was like, oh yeah, well nah, the chick might have a fucking damn. What was that bitch's name? I don't fucking remember. All I know is that this nigga just said that Cherokee is known worldwide. Well, she had to be one of those types of chicks that's like, yo, SD, this bitch right here is fat ass. And SD probably investigated. And like, oh, yeah, you're right. She do got fat ass. So same with Dominican Poison. If she's known worldwide, it's just that a lot of motherfuckers don't know about her. I mean, I ain't know about her, but somebody told me know about her. So obviously she's out there. You know what I mean? So fucking, that's how shit starts. It's like Vita Guerrera. Same thing with Vita Guerrera.
So you went and Googled her?
Hey, fuck around when we Googled her.
Okay.
And it was something.
Funny, nobody told me about Cherokee. I just happened to come across my bootleg man, and, you know, her ass was on the fucking cover. I'm like, who the fuck ass is that? Oh, that's this chick named Cherokee. Oh, okay. Niggas didn't call me and say, yo, go check for this fucking porno that got Cherokee on. Oh, who's Cherokee? Some chick with a fat ass. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, well, she had to get out there somehow. I mean, me, I like ass, right? Whether I'm smashing off or not, you know, I like to see it like, oh, wow, yeah, she do got a fat ass. I mean, maybe you're different. Maybe you don't like looking at women's asses. I mean, I can't help that.
I like looking at your mom's ass when it's bouncing up and down off me.
Exactly. So maybe, so obviously, you don't, with that comment, you don't like looking at women's asses, which kind of scares me. But it is what it is. You do what you do. Anyway, Angry Bastard Radio. Station that you speak your motherfucking mind. You got like fucking like 8 or 9 minutes. Some shit like that. It's a lot of, I think it's that time of the month for, you know, some of these people out here.
Oh, boy, niggas.
Here comes the fucking.
Yeah, nonsense. I know. You already know it. Like, just let him feel like he's doing something.
Oh. Man, niggas get sensitive and shit. Don't get sensitive on me now, dog.
Here you hear, guy. Listen to this guy.
Yeah, I'm listening. The first nigga that always showing his fucking vagina. The first
vagina?
Nigga.
I mean, if you can't handle the truth.
I can handle
the truth. And I mean, obviously you can't handle the truth. Like, and now he's screaming on his phone.
That's the truth.
Are you angry? Are you angry over that?
I am mad. Your mom didn't come back from the store. My duck.
Mother jokes. Mother jokes. Okay.
You're right. I am.
Well, what's this, the 10,000th time?
Easy now.
What's this, the 10,000th time that you use mother jokes?
Killer.
Same line? Like,
easy killer. I know you're not.
I mean, this shit doesn't
it's
fucking
right.
work
it's
with
it's
me.
Okay.
Obviously, y'all niggas should
okay,
know that.
It's
but it's
okay.
cool. Don't worry about it.
It's okay, though. It's all right.
I'm a homosexual. Like, this motherfucker, he complains about, oh, yeah, this and that. Yeah, yeah. Why are you talking about this and that? Like, the fuck up. What, are you serious?
It comes to chat line voice.
Chat line voice? Oh, man. You know what? You're acting like a fucking vagina now.
Okay.
You're acting like a pussy, so
oh,
it is what it is.
Okay. I understand, dog.
No, I really don't think you do. But it's cool. Yeah, like I said, your feminine side is coming out.
I understand.
You understand. Someday.
Now you want to play a dude.
fucking lame.
Yeah. You have a good night, buddy.
Looking at
no fear.
Map. Besides, me not like the eye fight. Me not think such a thing is worth a man's life.
Nah.
But if a man tests my style,
uh-huh.
I promise he won't like my reply.
Boom,
bye,
bye.
Bye. Nah, like Bougie, I'm crucial. I'm a Brooklyn boy. I make takes some getting used to. Chain snatching, ain't have it. Gotta get it. Same shit in from Brownsville to Brain British. Fatherless child, mama put double shit. So the number runners was the only one to hang with it. Before you know it, I'm in a game, bang fit if. Fit no orangutans, pity old kid apps like orangutans. I'm dangerous. See, tell me what the name of this is.
R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, stay out my way.
Dodger them, I jack, I rob, I sin. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pin. Lucky me, luckily, they didn't get me. Now when I bring the nets, I'm the Black Branch Ricky from Brooklyn Corners. Burning branches are sticky. Spread love, Biggie, Brooklyn, hippie, I pity. With jewels like Mr. T, with no history in my barrel, they borrow. With no intentions of returning tomorrow. The sun don't come out for many, like Annie. Half orphan, mama never had an abortion. Papa sorta did, still I managed to live. I go hard, I owe it all to the crib. Now please tell me, what the fuck is harder than this?
Hey, tell me what's happening. I'm addicted to plastering. Rappers beats with my vocals. What happens when I'm asked to sing? No problemo instrumentals. I guess they ask for me. Then I answer, give them cancer, and they come back for me. So why they mad at me? Cause my mental capacity get the overlap and them bastards the audacity. Haters even clap for me, realizing actually I represent the betterment, and they just late like Letterman. Man, trace on page long, list of who I'm better than. Contact my liaison, I might need etc. Sicker than I've ever been, they want me instead of them. And if they dislike it, I'm letting them, so let them in. Guess I'm supposed to let them win, if you was to bet again. It'd be best if you would just put paper on and never send. I let you know I walk all through your vestibule. I guess you know I stretch your whole her love drip on my testicles. TMI, but he is I and I am him. Flyer than propellers, you so jealous. You could tell us, just email us. I'm a problem, no use hating. There ain't no calculating. I'm so nasty on the beat, just like a freak that's masturbating. Be making fashion statements when I leave my place of residence. Feel like I'm intelligent and everybody's hella dense. Irrelevant, the only exception is my relevance. You looking at the future if ever I'm in your presence. Hate it right, trade me lie. Haters get your paper right. Swear you fly, telling lies. Couldn't live a fake lie. They love it, shout out the Kid Cudi. I like to live lovely in your city. Something pretty, why the kids call you ugly? Man, I'm bugging. I be tripping, I be playing, but they listen. I'm saying what the business. What you missing, I'm the illest. I do this in my free time. And you can search, but you will never find a weak line. I'm done with this shit. This shit is too easy, bro. Download it. Hit me up on my MySpace. MySpace.com/TreySong. My album coming soon is gonna sound nothing like this. I just like to do this for free. YouTube me, baby. No better yet.
It's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Tune in to us from Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 p.m. Majority of time, 7 to 8, you know, depending on the day, topic, what the fuck is going on, 7 to 9. Niggas will definitely keep you posted. Listening to 64SD, Ill E, fucking GQ. And, big shout out to everybody holding the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas want to give any fucking shout outs?
Cheers. Shout out to the fucking, how you say it, 6'4"? Shout out to the fucking legs that we spread to their pelvis crack, man. The ones that go all out. Straight up. The ones that doing any and everything. Man.
Shout out to the haters.
You gotta dig them up. Hate harder.
Yeah, definitely. Please.
Dominican Poison plays with her massive 42G cups. Her massive what? 42G?
Yeah, you heard it.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to everybody that's on my mobsters. People are doing your thing.
Massive 42Gs.
G.
Oh, boy. What is she really doing with that?
Who would have thought that a school bus couldn't even...
Look at the gams on that, bro.
The trials, man.
What happened?
Look at the gams on that, bro. Booby blog.
Gams.
Gam. I bet, oh my God, watch me lose on some sucker shit. Yeah, of course.
Cheers. Yo, E.
Yep.
Call the cheers, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
All right, hold on.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
That shit was fucking hilarious. See what these niggas is doing, man. Fuck is Blake and that niggas doing out there, man. Oh, shit.
42G
gams. Wait. Niggas is getting washed right now.
That's some big-ass tits if they G's.
Blake and
yeah.
The fuck is she really doing with those? Like, come on. Like, come on, man. You're trying. what are you really doing? This niggas supposed to suck on those? Like,
mm-hmm.
Like what the fuck, man? I gotta fucking hold your titty with fucking eight hands.
Eight hands.
Right. I'm gonna need three head niggas while I go in on you.
Just to hold your titties up. Like,
what?
Like, what's really going on out here? I need to do something with that, man. Get rid of a couple sizes.
Mm-hmm. Couple cup sizes.
Alright. Come back to reality.
What? Booba tuba. Chest meat. Bullshit.
What questions do you have to answer?
Oh, Lord. Worse than that.
Did you write on this or did you copy and paste?
This shit's disgusting. Chisel.
How many people do you have to do? Eight?
The hell is this guy
talking
about?
One? One from each? Okay.
Woo!
Yeah,
we got more C's than ODB.
Can't smoke with you.
Nope. My school's tied up.
To you. Nothing will open yet.
So, yeah. Like you said, y'all not prepared, man, with the project flow with extra stairs, man.
The live wire star bonfires.
Pull a mask so you know it's me, man.
Mm-hmm.
$50. I ain't heard that shit in a minute. Big E, ruffle inside your bubble goose. Mr. All Couple.
Follow you home.
Mm-hmm.
Big noise, this big toys that make noise.
Mm-hmm. Walk City.
Old Nutmeg. Pig the dog.
Nutmeg.
Mm-hmm.
Scientific, my hand quits, revitalistic, optimistic, revitalistic, watch it out, Scotty, Roddy, cut me chitney.
Uh-huh, big microphone heavy.
Uh-huh, what the fuck are you talking about?
What's that about the mole? Smash rock and roll, tight hip, gun pro, shift the
uh-huh.
Flow, dial the frontal, put on the city really high,
and
then I got, sing of lemon pound, about it,
shout it. Uh-huh. That nigga's fucking stupid.
Yeah, he is. Trimmed pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Tis. Oh yeah.
Nigga, as he hates his song.
Oh yeah.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Yo, who's in the room, man?
Word.
I heard that shit. Who's in the room?
Mm-hmm. Yo, sweetheart.
Turn it off until it goes off.
Chip show. Oh.
The mom look like Chip Shelly.
I mean,
oh, yeah, let's go, Shorty.
She bugging up my phone. She bugging up my phone. She bugging up my phone. She bugging up my phone.
Yeah, I swear to God,
though,
Shorty.
Yo,
bitch.
Hey, yo, bitch.
Oh, what?
Hey, yo, bitch.
Yeah, no.
Hey, yo, bitch. Come on, man.
Don't try to remain.
Oh, Shorty. Shorty, no tears. Okay. Shorty, what's good? Hey.
It's your boy GQ, holding down an Angry Master Radio. We live on the chat line.
The chicks, the Jamaican chicks, I like all types of chicks. Ow.
Hey, yo, bitch, who you?
No.
Live on the chat line.
Yo. Chade.
Yo, female. Yo, what the fuck? I know you hear me.
Yo, yo.
What up?
Yo, we talking about...
Hey, yo, sure. Hey, yo, Ma, you live on the radio right now. Put that freestyle.
Yo, we talking... I'm the hottest lady in the hood.
Hey, yo, big girl, you live on the radio.
I'm the hottest lady in the hood.
Four.
five.
Yo, who's in here?
This bitch Bianca. Fuck wrong with you.
Bitch Bianca, what's popping? Hopefully your pussy.
Word.
No, you can't eat this pussy or what?
Oh, not the way you sound.
Or what?
Well, what am I? Your pussy, you sound like that pussy is dirty. Your pussy is probably so dirty you clean it with a dirtier pussy.
You probably clean it with a dirty rag,
A dirty rag.
Clean your little dick with a sponge, bitch.
I have a joke. Hold on, I got a joke for everybody.
You be checking oil with your pussy, bitch.
I got a joke for everybody.
No, you want your little dick with a sponge.
Hold on, I got a question. A man hits his wife with a car. Whose fault is it?
What?
You might get A for the sponge, big boy.
I'm trying to take this tree branch in your ass. You trying to do it?
She's illiterate. That's why she can't.
No,
she can't
I'm trying to, what I'm trying to do is bend you over and spread your legs. 12 o'clock.
I'm trying to take this big ass pole in your ass.
What I'm trying to do is spread your legs. 12 o'clock.
Wow, whose fault is it?
Who what?
Oh, it's the husband's fault because he shouldn't be driving in the kitchen.
I get it. It was down. What the fuck?
Of course you didn't get it.
Where the fuck is your from?
Of course you don't get it because you're a loser.
Yeah.
One more.
Loser. Put on the ladies.
Hold on. One more. Yo,
Why don't women go to Paris? Listen. How many fucking tree braces go fit in your asshole?
Oh, you're a fucking porn.
Oh, you know what?
You and your girl on the phone is a porn.
I asked your question. It's mine. How many tree braces go fit in your asshole?
You didn't answer anything.
Ask the question.
You didn't answer anything.
You actually didn't answer anything, bitch.
So shut the fuck up.
How many cords can fit around your neck?
You sound like a retard.
Ain't true. You overrated.
28.
Yeah, you definitely sound like a big girl.
Hey, yo, that nigga's Valentine, man. Why are you talking to a man? You're a fucking homo.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, yo, every time you want that nigga talk to you like that, yo.
Of course. He has no choice. He's like,
another man is
going to
come in and throw a door.
He's a whore. That's why he's a whore. Shut up, Rick.
Yeah, Ma, you got a big ass head. Big headed bitch.
You do. You got a fucking alien.
Hey, Valentine, what that nigga talking to you like that, cop?
He's a whore. His fat ass.
Come on, Shorty. You sound like you got marbles in your mouth.
Shut up, you little ass asshole.
Oh, this
little ass speech you got, Bill, is
very whack.
Bitch, you cross, I still wear glasses, bitch.
You sound very whack. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you sound like a retard, bitch.
You really do sound retarded. She sound like a fucking retard.
Retard? What the fuck? Where the fuck you from?
I'm from your mother's bedroom.
You're a bama.
Show
me what you're using.
That's your mother's bedroom.
Yeah, sure. Your mother's a slut, a bitch, and a cut.
I'm branching your ass. So that's your five Moses, bitch.
Mother's a slut, a bitch, and a cut.
Ugly as shit for real.
Hey, girl, stop cutting them off.
Yeah, sure. You're a piece of shit. You never amount to nothing, you slut.
Never.
Okay. Hey, shorty, white bitch.
Hey, shorty, that's why she's here looking for love.
Hell yeah,
that's
go
white
right in.
Hey, shorty, send me a picture with both of your hands up, shorty. So I can bless you for real.
Corny ass nigga.
Who on the computer?
Yeah, some corny shit, dog.
Who on the computer?
Me.
You're ugly, yeah.
I'm on your computer.
She ain't got no computer.
Go on there and search for me. My
She's about to fuck this. She's about to sit on my fucking
phone
and talk about the first thing that pop up.
Yeah, you know what, Shorty? I just got my computer on. You're going to fuck my shit up. I'm good. The ugly ass bitch.
Yeah, she gonna try to, she gonna try to scam me and shit.
Five.
Yo,
to get this drug.
Niggas that could not control this situation.
Y'all smoking, steady joking.
What the fuck? Where the yeah? Where the girls at, man?
Steady rolling.
That would be the official site.
Let's go, nigga. Let's go, Duhan.
What is that?
Yeah, who's in the room?
We find out
these niggas
are about niggas,
man. Look, this East Baltimore off the road, right? You feel me? Real nigga shit, though, man. Y'all can hate Baltimore all y'all want, man.
Nobody cares.
No, did this nigga come in here and just start talking?
Yeah, he did.
Fucking.
Actually, I've been in here. You fucking queer.
Oh, so you did low riding like a bitch.
Yeah, you're low riding
like
a
bitch.
You admit that you're a homosexual, okay.
Queer. I rock your bitch smoke like she's a lure. Actually,
oh, no.
I've been in here. Fucking queer.
Oh, so you've been in here low riding like she's a lure. I understand.
Okay,
it makes perfect sense.
Rapping, man, I am what's poppin'. I am freestyling. Why you wildin'? I'm steady.
Somebody
track
seven.
I'm steady high, and
one.
More my speed. Who's in the room, man? Fucking coward. Fucking let cowards do whatever the
coward.
Fuck.
Coward dies a thousand deaths.
Man, thousand fucking deaths. Yeah,
thousand.
Niggas are cowards.
Yeah.
They know it. They knew it from the first moment they fucking woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this nigga slammed this nigga's fucking Chris Paul. Whoa, hold on. This nigga slammed this nigga. Get the fuck on the ground, nigga.
Yo, what you playing, the old Nintendo 64?
Why are you worried about what
I'm man, this nigga, come on.
Why you worried? Hold on. One question, dog. Why you worried about what another man
is? Yo, no questions for bitches. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, so you are a bitch. You admit it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that you're a bitch.
Yeah,
no questions for bitches.
He's just talking out the side of his mouth.
He
don't even know.
He don't realize that he calls himself a bitch.
Yeah, no, he don't. Anyway, Tina, who you? If you're a female.
Another question, bitch, nigga.
If you're a female.
Y'all said he likes females.
Dog, you already fucking called yourself a bitch. We already know your fucking. We already know your resume, so just fall back.
I'm still laughing at that shit. That nigga called himself a bitch and didn't realize it.
He didn't realize it. He's a coward.
Stupid motherfucker.
No question for bitches,
yo.
No question for bitches, yo. You get no question.
Come on, dog. Now you want
to
try to switch it up. It's too late, dog. It's too late, dog. I don't know shit. I know what you meant by it. You meant to call yourself a bitch.
Nah, that's what you meant by it.
Nah, that's actually what your mom is.
Nah, faggot. That's not what I meant.
Oh, boy. You heard this? That's not what I meant.
That's what you said, you gay faggot.
You need to check your vernacular, you asshole.
That's the way you took it, bitch. That's not what I said.
Nah, the way I take it from your mom is fucking. I've been over my fucking.
The way you took it from your father.
I've been over my fucking lap, man. I've been over my lap, and I slap on
the
ass till it turns beat
red.
Slap on the ass till it turns beat red, and shit starts to bleed.
Yo said his father fucked him till he started to bleed.
That gay ass laugh you just said next
to him. He's talking about your mom, actually. Yeah, he knows that. He knows that. Deep down in his heart, he knows that.
I still can't deal with the fact that he calls himself a bitch.
Just like deep down in his heart, he knows he's a bitch.
Because he said it. He said it himself.
No questions for bitches.
Yeah, I think they love each other, don't you? I bet he fucks.
We love your mom. Well, I love your mom. They don't.
Nah, you love that. You love that nigga.
Hey, honey.
Hey, shorty. How many teeth you got?
I wouldn't do it if I was you, dog.
Oh!
Never mind! Shout out to the little manish over there.
Hey, never mind! That bitch played tackle football.
Let that bum ass nigga holler.
Mm-hmm.
This shit in the fucking room. Hold on.
Not all you little
fake key. What up, cornflake?
What up, cornflake?
Hey,
yo, bitch.